भगवद गीता श्री भगवान उवाच भूय एव महाबाह शृणु मे परमं वच जतेहं प्रियमानाय वक्ष्यामि हितकाम मया वैट इज स्टॉप भूय भूय मीन्स अगेन रिपीटेड कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस इट इज वेरी इजी एट द वेरी एट द सेम टाइम इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट इफ वी टेक इट इजीली जस्ट लाइक कृष्ण सेज सर्वधर्मान परित्यज्य मामेकं शरणं व्रज Then it is very easy. God, Krishna, is great, and I am a fractional portion, minute portion of God. It is my duty to remain surrender unto Him. Then the matter is very easy. But we have made the matter very difficult. We are thinking in different ways. That I am God, God is dead. Why you are searching God? The God is loitering in the street, so many gods. Why you are going to temple? So many. Means, it is the business of the Asuras to get away God, conscious business, Ravana's business, Hiranyakashipu's business, demon's business, is to drive away God conscious. Yes, you have to stop this. Therefore, because this material world is full of demons, every one of us who is in this material world is more or less a demon. Everyone. Because just like in the prison house, there may be some first-class prisoners, second-class prisoners, or third-class prisoner. All of them, to some extent, are criminals. Violated the laws of the state. That is the position. Everyone. Similarly, anyone who is in this material world, he is, to some extent, a criminal. Criminal in this respect, that he has defied the authority or the supremacy of God. The degree may be different, but all of them, they have defied. That is the explanation given by one Vaishnava Kavi. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavancha kare pasete maya tare japotiya dhare. Our, this material contact is due to our forgetfulness of Krishna. That Krishna is the only enjoyer. Krishna is the predominator. Krishna is the supreme. Krishna is the proprietor. That we have heard. Why Krishna should be only proprietor? I shall be proprietor. Why Krishna should be only enjoyer? I shall also enjoy. This mentality has put us in the material world. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavan chakar pasete mayatare japotiya dhar. This is our position. So the Maya has captured us. Why? Because we have defied the supremacy of Krishna. So all of us, more or less. Therefore Krishna says, in the 10th chapter, Bhuya Iva Mahabhava. Arjuna is great soldier. Therefore he is addressed as Mahabhava. Bahu, we have got Bahu. But Arjuna's Bahu is different. He can fight with thousands of men alone. How we cannot fight even with one man, although we have got this Bahu. Therefore he is addressed as Mahabahu. And another meaning is that unless one is very strong in determination, he cannot make any advancement in Krishna consciousness. He must be a hero. He must be able to fight with the laws of material nature. Just like in our society, there are four privacy principles. No illicit sex life, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gang. So, especially at the modern age, it is very difficult to give it up. Unless man is Mahabhava, very strong, very strong. They cannot even give up drinking tea. How much strength required? So many people come, respectable gentlemen, they want me to initiate them. As soon as I say that you have to follow this principle, immediately they go out. It is very difficult. Therefore, Krishna says that Bhūyeva Maha Sirume Paramangvacha. Everything what Krishna says, that is paramam, supreme, truth. Krishna cannot commit any mistake. The difference between Krishna and ourselves is that whatever we do, they are subjected to so many deficiencies because we commit mistake. We are disillusioned. And our senses are imperfect and we cheat. Krishna is not like that. Therefore, whatever he says, that is supreme, that is transcendent. He still, because we are conditional, Krishna is speaking to Arjuna in so many different ways, just to convince him. This is the duty, because Krishna has been accepted by Arjuna as the spiritual master. Shishya steham sadhimang prapannam. And Krishna is teaching him. So, a teacher repeatedly says the same thing, this way, that way, negative way, positive way, so that the student may be convinced of the actual truth. Therefore he says, Bhuyo, again I am saying to you. Actually, the Bhagavad Gita means to surrender to Krishna. Two words. Surrender to Krishna. But will not surrender. Therefore, Krishna has to speak to Arjuna in so many ways. Otherwise, he immediately accept to surrender to Krishna. That is perfect knowledge. Aradhita jadi haris tapasa tata kim. If one is engaged in worshipping, in rendering devotional service to Krishna, then all his tapasya finished. He has got the result of all tapasya. Aradhita jadi haris tapasa tata kim. Nava tapasya. If you have developed your love for Krishna and in loving attitude you are engaged in his transcendental service, then you are all tapasya finished. You have got the result. Result of all tapasya. Because human life is meant for tapasya. tapodibbam. It is not to waste our time like cats and dogs. Cats and dogs eating, sleeping, sexual intercourse and defending. This is business of cats and dogs and hogs. The human business is tapasya, that is Vedic civilization. Tapo dibbam. Dibbam tapasya, not like Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu also underwent very severe penances and austerities. But what was his aim? His aim was that I shall be very, very powerful and I shall live forever and I shall go on acting like a demon without any check. That was his purpose. Everyone is doing like that. I shall acquire so much money, bank balance, and my business would be so big and I shall be minister, I shall be president, so that everyone will open me respect. La puja pratishtha. Profit and adoration and pain. These three things everyone wants. So, but we have to submit. We are so much papta that we cannot submit. Therefore Krishna has to say repeatedly, Arjuna, his instructor, his student, his student, Krishna is guru. It is the business of guru to instruct. Bhuya eva mahabhava sinume parvam vacha jatehaṁ priyamānāya bhakṣyāmi hitakāmvaya. Priyamāna, you are my dear friend. Unless one is very dear. So to become dear to the teacher, therefore our system is samme tadviddhi pranipātena pariprasnena sevaya. You have to very humbly submit to the spiritual master, give him service, satisfy him. Then priyakama, he will think that here is a student who is very submissive, very humble. He requires to be taught very nicely. Therefore Krishna says, jatiham priyamana bhakshami hitakam. Well-wisher. Teacher must be well-wisher. At the present moment, teachers are disrespected. How he can be well-wisher? The other day I went to the university for lecturing. One of the teachers said that I was bombed in this room. Few months ago, I was bombed in this room. The student threw bomb. This is going on. So how the teachers will be well-wisher of the student? It is the injunction of the Shastra that the physician, the teachers, they should be very much respected. According to Vedic system, if a physician comes to a patient, the patient should accept the physician as father. So he may be compassionate, so he can administer the best medicine. Similarly, the teacher should be respected so that he may be compassionate. Hitakamaya. He will give the best instruction. So Krishna, Arjuna has already proved that he is a very submissive Shishasthyam Sadhimam Prapanna. Already he has surrendered. Prapanna. Therefore, Krishna says, Hitakamaya for your welfare. So he again says, Name vidusuragana prabhavang na maharsaya aham adirhi devanang maharsinang cha sarvas. The first thing is, what is Krishna? He has repeatedly said, again he said, the devana. One may think that Krishna is born some 5,000 years ago. They will question that before Krishna was born, there was no Krishna worship. Because they do not know what is Krishna. Krishna is worshipped long, 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 long from the beginning of the creation. Just like Brahma. Brahma is the beginning of creation. So he also worshipped. Jang Brahma Varunanda Rudra Maruta Sunanti Dibbaistavai. Jang Brahma. Brahma worships him. Varunanda Indra. All the demigods worship him. So Krishna is Adi. That's a fact. Therefore Krishna says, Aham Adihi Devanam. Because Brahma is the first Deva, then Lord Shiva, then other all Devas. Vishnu, of course, before Brahma. Vishnu is in the material world. Vishnu is also considered one of the Devas. Brahma Vishnu Mahesha, Adi Deva, Adi Deva. The Vishnu is also caused by Krishna. That I have explained several times. Krishna is the origin of Vishnu. From Krishna first expansion, Ekav Bhushyama, Krishna has expanded in many four, Vishnu Tattva, Jiva Tattva. We are also Krishna's expansion. And the Vishnu Tattva is also Krishna's expansion. And the demigods, they are also Krishna's expansion. Everyone, Ekav Bhushyama, he has become one. The Supreme One has expanded himself in so many ways. Vishnu Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Shakti Tattva. Therefore, Krishna is the origin of everything. Aham Aditi Devanam, because we take the first, the Devas, Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara. So Krishna's first expansion is Swayam Prakash, Baladev Tattva. Swayam Prakash. From Baladev Tattva, the quadruple tattvas, namely Vasudev Sankarsan Pradyumna Niruddha. Then again, from Sankarsan, there is Narayan. Then again from Narayan, second quadruple expansion. Again Sankarsan Pradyumna Aniruddha. And from Sankarsan, these three Vishnus means Karunanav Sai Vishnu, then Garbhodak Sai Vishnu, Khirodak Sai Vishnu. Then from Khirodak Sai Vishnu, from Garbhodak Sai Vishnu is Brahma and Vishnu also, Khirodak Sai Vishnu. And from Brahma is Lord Shiva. In this way, other devatas, Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Sun, Moon, so many, there are millions of demigods, millions of human beings, millions of lower than Devatijjang Naradishu. Deva means demigod. Tijjang means lower than human being, animals, birds, beasts, trees, and the human being, Naradishu. So the expansion is very much. But the origin of all expansion is Krishna. That is to be understood. Aham Adirhi Devana. Name Vidu Suragana. Suragana means these devatas. Name Vidu Suragana. Prabhavangna Maharsaya. And great sages, Marichyadi. There are seven great sages. Marichi, Vasishta, Atreya. The seven stars you see on the northern pole. They are the planets of these great seven rishis. So they are there. So even these great sages, they also do not know what is the actual position of Krishna. Krishna himself does not know what is his actual position. Krishna is so great. Krishna, to understand himself, he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, devotee of Krishna, to understand. Because Krishna wanted to know himself. So he could know himself in the attitude of Radharani. So he took the attitude of Radharani. Therefore Radharani and Krishna when combined together, that is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha Krishna Nahe Anna Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, these Goswamis, they have studied that Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikiti Alladini Shakti Rasmat Dekatmanavapi Dehu Vedo Vado Vado. Krishna is one, but when Krishna wants to enjoy, he must expand his pleasure potency. That is Radha. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikiti. Krishna cannot enjoy anything material. The original spiritual potency, pleasure potency is Radha. So, first of all he expanded. Then again he combined together. That is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the study of the Bhushan. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikiti Alladini. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given seat along with Krishna. His combination of Radha and Krishna. We may not misunderstand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is imitating Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are so many so-called avatars. But this is approved by the Shastra. Krishna Varnam, Tisha Krishnam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. Same category, Krishna Varnam. Just like we say Varna, Brahman Varna, Kshatriya Varna, Shudra Varna, Vaishya Varna. Varna means the same category. Varna. Or Krishna Varna means who is always describing Krishna. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is passing on the road, he is chanting Krishna, 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 He. Krishna 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 He. Krishna 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 Pahimam. Therefore Krishna Varnayati Iti Krishna. Krishna is describing himself. Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishna. But by his complexion he is not black. Very fair complexion. Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishna Sanga Pangasta Pasam. But he is always accompanied by his associates. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivara Shadi Gaurva. So this Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also Krishna. But people misunderstand, because to understand Krishna, it requires knowledge from Krishna. Or from Krishna's representative. Krishna is not knowable. Manusanam sahasesu. Kaschid jatati siddha. Jatatam abhisiddhyanam kaschid betimam tattata. Out of many millions of persons, one may be liberated. Jatatam api siddha. Siddha means liberated. Siddhi. Siddhi means to know oneself. At the present moment, we are conditioned, we are thinking that I am this body. Jasyatma buddhi kunava. Body to think of this body as self is the business of the cats and dogs. Saiva gokhara. Gokhara means animals. Go means cows and khara means ass. So, every one of us, practically, we are identifying with this body. Therefore, we are not Siddha. Siddha means one who is completely free from the bodily concept of life. Brahma Bhuta, Prasannatma, Nasochati, Nakant, Samasarveshu Bhuteshu. Unless one is fully convinced that I am not this body, and similarly, if I am not convinced that these people, they are also not body, they are all spirit soul. Therefore, one who is actually Pandit, in the real understanding of things, Pandita Samadarsino, he sees everyone part and parcel of Krishna. That is samadhas. Samasarveshu bhuteshu madhvakti lavate para. Then bhakti begins. Bhakti is not a sentiment. Bhakti is the highest stage of understanding, knowledge. That is bhakti. Bhakta sruta grihitaya. Bhagavat says, bhakta sruta bhakti must be executed sruta grihitaya by hearing sruta, by hearing from disciplic succession. That is perfect bhakti. And we in that bhakti, bhakti amam avijanati, when you are on the transcendental platform of bhakti, then you can understand what is Krishna. Therefore Krishna says that name vidu suragana. Suragana, the big demigods, they are also not in the pure stage of bhakti. They have got bhakti. Bhakti misra, mixed bhakti. They have got desire to enjoy this material world. They are called devatas. Just like Brahma, what to speak of other. He has got a desire to lord it over the material world. So he has been given. But he is a bhakta, but not pure bhakta. Pure bhakta means anna vilasita sunnam. No material. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Brahma janame nahi moro asa. I do not desire even to take birth as Lord Brahma. Because that is not pure bhakti. Brahma is bhakta undoubtedly. Unless he is a very high class bhakta, how he can be offered such exalted post? Just like in government service, unless one is not very confidential, he cannot be given any confidential post. Similarly, all these devotas, they are devotees undoubted. But karma missa, jnana missa, they are not pure devotees. Pure devotee, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us, na dhanang na janang na sundaring kavitang bhajagadi sakamai. This is pure devotee. Na dhanang na janang na sundaring kavitang bhajagadi sakamai. I don't want for this. I don't want money. I don't want big followers. I don't want very beautiful wife. Sundaring kavitang bhajagadi sakamai. Then what do you want? Mama janmani janmani sari bhavata bhakti rahuitu ki bhai. Ohaitu. Without any reason. Without any desire. I want to serve you. So unless we cannot come to that position, pure devotional life, we cannot understand Krishna. It is not possible. Therefore Krishna says, Nami vidu suragana. Prabhamangana. Because they do not know. Therefore they think Krishna, just like Brahma, was bewildered. When Lord Krishna was playing as a cowherd boy, everywhere it is advertised that Krishna has come in this world and now he is in Vrindavan playing as a cowherd boy. So Brahma became doubtful, Krishna is my Lord, I worship and he has become a cowherd boy. Let me test. If he is really God, really Krishna. So he took away all his coward boys, scarves and everything. He is very powerful. But Krishna immediately expanded himself in so many cows and coward boys and calves. Then he understood that, yes, here is Krishna. So, Muihanti Yatra Suraya, the Bhagavad says, that great demigods, Suraya, they become bewildered to understand Krishna. They become bewildered. Therefore, it is not very easy to understand Krishna. But if we can acquire somehow or other a little mercy of Krishna, then we can understand. This is the process. Atha Sri Krishna Namadina Bhave Draya Indriya. By your gymnastic process of this Indriya senses, mental speculation, you cannot understand Krishna. That is not possible. Athapite deva padambujadayam prasada lesanu grihito janati tattam. The thing is, Krishna should be understood in tattva. So, to understand Krishna in tattva, you have to become submissive, render service to Krishna under the direction of Krishna. Then, bhaktyamam abhijanati javanjaschami tattva. Then you can understand Krishna. Otherwise, it is not possible to understand Krishna. And those who are murhas means those who are thinking of Krishna as ordinary boy, ordinary human cowherd's boy, abhijananti, mang murha. Krishna is just like Krishna is attacked by so many atheists that he was taken as ordinary human being. No, Krishna is not humanity. Therefore, Krishna said, Nami vidu suragana. Nami vidu suragana prabhavam. Krishna's prabha, his influence also not known. He is so influential. He can do anything, whatever he likes. That is Krishna. Prabhavam na maharsaya. Aham adihi devanang maharsi nang cha sarvasu. Sarvas, I am the origin of everyone. This we should understand, how he becomes origin of everything. If you accept Krishna's statement, that is sufficient, that Krishna is the origin of everything. If you do not accept, you can make analytical study how Krishna is origin. The Shastra will give you evidence. Yes, Krishna is the origin of everything. This is Krishna consciousness. One must be fixed up in his understanding of Krishna, that he is the origin of everything. He is the origin of everything. Aham adir hi devana maharsinam cha sarvasa. Then Krishna says, Jumang ajam anadincha beti loko maheswaram asangamura samartesu sarva papai pramuchyate. Anyone who is fully convinced, Jumang ajam. Ajam means unborn. If one takes Krishna, that Krishna is born historically 5,000 years ago and as the son of Vasudev and Devaki, and Vasudev Devaki could not raise him. He was dispatched to Yashoda. This is also good. But he does not take birth. Because people contest that how God can take birth. He does not take birth. That is misunderstood. Therefore one should know how Krishna takes his birth. Therefore in the fourth chapter it is clearly said, if anyone understands this simple fact, how Krishna takes his birth, this one item, how Krishna is Aja. How takes his birth? Janma karma me dibba. Jo janati tattva. Simply this one thing, if one can understand how Krishna takes his birth and why does he come to work with us, just like Krishna came and worked with Arjuna and he took part in the battlefield as charioteer of Arjuna. Only these things if we can understand, then he will become liberated. Janma karma me dibbam ju janati tattva. If we understand these two things in fact, then what happens? Takta dehang punar janma naiti mame iti kounte. Then he becomes liberated. Liberated. Liberation begins as soon as you begin devotional service. Immediate. Because Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam aham tva sarva pape bhamakkhasam. Immediately you are liberated. Bondage means so long the reaction of karma is there. But he says, he assures, the aham tva sarva pape bhamakkhasam. I shall give you liberation from all sinful reaction of life. We are entangled for sinful reaction of life. If you are actually pious, then there is no more birth. Actually pious means to become a devotee. Unless one is a pure devotee, he is not pious. Comparatively, he may be pious because there are degrees of pious. Therefore, Krishna says, jesam antagatam papam. One who is completely free from all impious activities. Papam. Because here, sometimes we think that we are making so many sacrifices. This is punna, punna karma. But there is papa also. Because in the sacrifices, there are sometimes animal sacrifices. So, that is papa. For one kind of punna, we commit another kind of papa. Or in ordinary ways, sometimes a big man accumulates some money and spends for charitable purpose, for opening his schools, hospitals, but he has earned the money from black market. So, this is the world. If you want to do something pious activities in this material world, you have to do something impious activities also. That is papa. So therefore, unless you transcend all this business of papa and punna, you cannot be free from this material bondage. Therefore, Narottamdas Thakur says, karmakanda gyanakanda sakali bishere bhanda. Karmakanda means pious activities. Or gyanakanda means culturing knowledge. This is called gyanakanda. So karmakanda gyanakanda sakali bishere bhanda. Narottamdas Thakur, in a very simple Bengali language, bishere bhanda. A pot of poison. Amrita boliya jiva khar. If you take a pot of poison as nectarine, then what will be there? Nana jani brahman kare kadarja bhakkhan kare tara janma adhapate ja. So we should not take karma kanda gyana kanda. We have created our activities on these two fields. Karma kanda and jnana kanda. Karma means karmis. Those who are trying to enjoy this material world by activities, different types of activities, they are karma kanda in rough estimate. And another jnana kanda, the jnanis, they say when they are frustrated in doing, they say this is all false. Brahma satya jagan mitha. So this is jnana kanda. But bhakti is above karma kanda jnana kanda. Annavilasita sunnam jnana karmad anabritam. In this material world, karma kanda or jnana kanda is going on. The karmis are thinking they're very clever. They're enjoying life. They'll enjoy life in this world. Again, they will be elevated to the heavenly planet. There they will enjoy, there they enjoy. So, according to their estimation, they are very intelligent. And the jnanis, they are thinking that we have worked as karmis, but we never derived any benefit out of it. Therefore, this is all false. The grapes are sour. Give it up. Jackal. Now, let us become sannyas and become Brahma. Become one with God. They have let this it's a paltry enjoyment. Let me become the Supreme Narayan. They introduce themselves as Narayan. Narayan means the enjoyer of Lakshmi, Lakshmi Narayan. So, at the heart, they have got the desire to capture Lakshmi, the original Lakshmi. And outwardly, they are sannyasi. They have given up everything, mithya. But at heart, there is the desire to enjoy Lakshmi. So they are called Phalgu Vairav. Phalgu Vairav. But the devotee is above this karma kanda, jnana kanda. Jnana karma dhanabhritam. Anukullena Krishna anusilanam. They are ready to serve the order of Krishna. Never mind what it is. It may be kanakanda, garmakanda or anything. But that is not the fact. If you are ready to serve Krishna in all conditions, just like Arjuna began, yes, karishye vachanam tava. Yes, I shall work what you are instructing me. Nashto moho. Now my all illusion is gone. I was thinking on the platform of karmakanda and jnanakanda. Now my illusion is gone. By your grace, I am now above this. I am now prepared. You want me to fight? Yes, I shall kill all the other side. Never mind, they are my grandfather, brothers. This is bhaktika. Karmakanda, jnanakanda, if we remain in karmakanda, jnanakanda, then you cannot come to the bhaktikanda. Bhaktikanda is above. When Krishna says, sarvadharman parityajya, that means, we have manufactured so many religious systems on the basis of karma kanda and jnana kanda. So we have to give up all these. Then we come to the bhakti kanda. Bhakti amam abhijanati. When you understand Krishna on the platform of bhakti, then our life is successful. Evam prasanna manasu bhagavata bhakti yogata. Mukta Sangasya Jayati. Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam Mukta Sangasya Jayati. Evam Prasanna Manasu Bhagavat Bhakti Yogati. When by executing devotional service, when we become sublimely jubilant, Prasanna Manasu. Because in Bhakti Kanda, when you are engaged in the service of the Lord, we become jubilant. Because that is our real life. Mukti means to come to the real position. Our real position is Jivesh Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das. So when you come to that position, to become Krishna's Das, that is our real constitutional position, naturally we become jubilant. So karma kanda, jnana kanda, sakali visare bhanda. Anna vilasita sunnam, jnana karma dhanabhritam, anukullena Krishna anusilanam. Bhakti Uttama. This is bhakti. So the Krishna consciousness movement means to place everyone on the platform of bhakti. And it is very easy in this age. Very easy. Every time it is very easy, but people are not very much inclined to accept easy things. Sahaja. 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 Sahaja means with my birth, but is born. Sahaja. Ja means take birth. So sahaja, as we are living entities, our birthright is to serve Krishna. That is sahaja. Therefore Krishna says, sarvadharman parityajya, you are meant for this purpose. Therefore, in every human being, there is bhakti. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. There is sahaja. Spontaneously born bhakti. Just like a child is obedient to the parents. This is sahaja. So, we give up the sahaja. We take the difficult things. I become Lord. I am God. There is no God. We take all this nonsense, giving up this sahaja. Therefore, if we become sahaja, if we take up the simple thing, that God is great, we are small particle, part and parcel of God. Our business is to serve God. then it is solved. It is very simple. Otherwise, it is very difficult. So Krishna is teaching Bhagavad Gita how to become situated in your original position, to understand yourself that you are eternal servant of God. Then your life is successful. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.